Parshas Lech Lecha. Ruchem Aboyim. We begin the parsha about which Chazal tell us Ma'is Be'ovoy Simen Rabonim. Avraham Avinu was actually introduced to us at the end of last week's parsha, right through now, the end of the lives of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu, some say the Shvatim. Every word, every parasha, every story has to be studied through the lens of Ma'isa Ovois Simen Rabonim, which means we're not just studying them to understand the story, but more importantly, we're studying them to understand how that relates to us and what we are supposed to learn from every anecdote and every episode that occurred to the Ovois HaKadosh. So of course, in Parashat Lech Lecha, center stage is Avraham Avinu, the first of the Ovois HaKadoshim. And we all know the pasuk, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvraham. Avraham Avinu is the paradigm of Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the epitome of Chesed, the Amud of Chesed, Chesed LeAvraham. And everything we know, and everything we study, and everything we emulate with regard to the Midah of Chesed is all learned from Avraham Avinu. And it's therefore paramount that we study and we restudy year in and year out these parashiyos to be able to glean extra knowledge and extra understanding in what the Midahs of the Ovois are, and how they therefore relate to us. So we'd like to discuss, Be'ezus Hashem, for a few moments tonight, the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu. What really was his enduring legacy? And as we mentioned before, more important, rather than just giving a hesped to Avraham Avinu, what we're really asking is, what can we learn from Avraham Avinu? Because Ma'isa Ovois Simen Rabonim. So Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed, Chesed LaAvraham. What was it that was unique about the Chesed of Avraham that we can relate to and Be'ezus Hashem inculcate into our own day-to-day life? I think if we look throughout the parasha and the story, the lifetime of Avraham Avinu, we begin to get a picture of what was unique and therefore the ultimate limud in the chesed of Avraham Avinu. So let's begin with the following example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu in the beginning of the parasha, Lech Lecha, Ya'aretz Lecha, Mimoyladet Lecha, Mibeit Avicha. Leave. Off you go to Eretz Yisrael. And he's guaranteed that if he does so, then you'll be zoicha to a number of brachas, which the psuk in detail Rashi explains, Bagad lo shomecha ve'yei bracha. Here you will not have wealth, you will not have children, you will not have faith. You go to the land, Asher Arecha, which was ultimately Eretz Yisrael, and there, and only there, you will be zoicha to all of this. He arrives in Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah tells us, Vayehi rov ba'aretz. All of a sudden, there's a hunger there. So what did he do? Vayered Avraham Mitzrayimah. So he left Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Mitzrayim. Why? He kaved ha'ra'av ba'aretz. Because the hunger was kaved, was heavy, was very severe. Because of the severe hunger in Eretz Yisrael, he left Eretz Yisrael and he went to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban is greatly bothered. How on earth did Avraham Avinu leave Eretz Yisrael? He was instructed to go there in the first place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban famously writes, a tremendous chiddush, that indeed it was considered an avera on the path of Avraham Avinu. But either way, the Ramban is the one who raises the question, how could it possibly be that he left Eretz Yisrael as a result of hunger? It's true, it was not a comfortable situation to be in, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go there. Lech Lecha. Listen to the words, the quite incredible words of the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh tackles this issue also, but rather than just leaving it as a question, he answers it as well. And he says, Avraham Avinu, who always viewed the world through the lens of chesed, he realized that if there's no chesed, there is no world. Chesed is one of the three amudim of the world. We discussed this last week. Talira Avodo and Gemilus Chasovim. If there is no chesed, then there is no world, because the world has no pillar to stand on. Said Avraham Avinu, if I remain in Eretz Yisrael, how on earth would I be able to perform chesed? There's no food over here to distribute. Ki kaved hara'ah v'aretz. Said the Al-Sheikh, therefore, he decided, because of that, to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to a place where he can perform chesed. Interestingly, he writes there, just as a parenthesis, this is the opposite of what Elimelech did in Sefer Ruth. Elimelech ran away from the opportunity to do chesed. Avraham was the contrary, he was looking for an opportunity to do chesed, and upon the realization that he will not be able to perform chesed in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because there was no food, there was a severe hunger, so he left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Mitzrayim, a place where there was an abundance of food, and that way he would be able to do chesed. Says the Al-Sheikh in conclusion, Nimtzah, therefore, kivein. His entire intention was l'kayim ha'olam, to sustain the world. What does he mean to sustain the world? Because chesed is one of the amudim, the pillars of the world. Now, let's stop and think for a moment, what's going on over here? The Al-Sheikh has dealt with the problem that the Ramban raised. How was it that Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is because one of the Amudei Ha'olam is very fragile over here. There's no food in Eretz Yisrael. How can I perform chesed? And if there's no chesed, there's no world. So he went and left Eretz Yisrael. But by doing so, he has just now given up on all potential, of all possibility of being zeicha to the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assured him, if he goes to Eretz Yisrael, not if he leaves Eretz Yisrael. Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction was to go and to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And on that basis, he will be zeicha to the brach. We learn over here, therefore, a tremendous yesod and an insight into the chesed of Avraham. The chesed of Avraham was not merely problem solving. There is somebody who needs help, I'll help him. But rather, it was at the expense, personal sacrifice. Avraham Avinu was willing and wanted to do chesed, even if it meant that he himself would lose out. He would lose out for the brachas. The three tremendous brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, and he left all of that behind. Why? To perform chesed at great personal sacrifice. Why? Because Avraham Avinu, as far as he was concerned, chesed is not just a midah tovah, but it's literally kiyum ha'olam. And for the sake of kiyum ha'olam, says Avraham Avinu, I'm willing, and this is my life's mission, even a great personal sacrifice, to give up all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed for the performance of chesed. Another example. Again, it's perhaps very subtle, but if we open our eyes and our minds, we will see it very clearly. Later on in the parasha, Parashat Gimel, Pasuk Yudalef, we know that Lot and Avraham Avinu, who had been together for a while, they parted company. By Yiparzu Ishmael Ochid, they left each other. All of a sudden, in the very next pasuk, it says, Hashem Omar El Avraham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham, Acharei Yipared Lot Me'imoy, after Lot had separated from him. Now, why must the pasuk point out that Lot had separated from him when we already know that? The Torah just wrote that a couple of psukim prior. Rashi picks up on this, and Rashi says, Kol man shaharosha imoy, hoyohadibur hoyresh mimenu. As long as Lot, the Rosha, Rashi describes him as long as Lot was with Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Avraham. And that's what the Pasuk is now emphasizing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally, after all of these years, now spoke to Lot, Acharei Yipared Lot Imoy. The Torah is not just pointing out the chronology, rather the Torah is pointing out the reason. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu now speak to him, to Avraham Avinu? Because Lot had now left him. As long as Lot was with Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not remain with him. This is not Rashi's Chidush, this actually comes from a Medrash. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. And a Medrash Tanchuma says that this is an important rule. The Shekhinah can never reside where there is Tumah or wickedness. The Medrash says, how do I know? Because, as you see with Avraham Avinu, as long as he was with Lot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to him. When Lot left, he departs from Avraham Avinu, now the Shekhinah can reside. And the Medrash then says, I have another example. Same story with Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. As long as Yaakov was with Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not talk to him. Yaakov leaves Lavan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him. Now let's stop and think for a moment. The Medrash is drawing a comparison between Lot with Avraham and Lavan with Yaakov. Now surely there's a tremendous difference. Yaakov had to be with Lavan. That was the deal. The deal was that firstly he'd been instructed by his parents, but he made an arrangement with Lavan. If you want to marry my daughters, you have to work and stay with me. So he had no choice. The fact that he's now going to leave out and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not talk to him is a very unfortunate consequence. But he's got to remain with Lavan. That was the arrangement. But what about Avraham and Lot? All the years that Avraham is with Lot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not talk to him. So why didn't he long big farewell to Lot? Not mechuyev to remain with him. Yaakov was mechuyev to remain with Lavan. And the answer seems to be, once again, Avraham Avinu felt it his duty to look after his nephew Lot, even if it meant tremendous self-spiritual sacrifice. As long as I'm looking after my nephew Lot, I will not be zeicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah residing with me. I'll look after Lot nonetheless. This is another example of the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not merely on the lookout to solve people's problems. He was on the lookout to perform chesed, even if it meant great self-personal sacrifice. Whether it meant, in the first example, losing all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him, whether it be the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not talk to him, he will not be zeicha to the Shekhinah residing with him, says Avraham Avinu, even if it means great personal sacrifice, I perform chesed nonetheless. Another example. At the end of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Avraham Avinu to perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah. What's the famous question that many ask? Avraham Avinu, as we well know, performed all of the mitzvahs of the Torah even before HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instructed. He kept Shabbat, he kept the mitzvahs. So why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to instruct him to keep the mitzvah of Brit Milah? Why did he not perform that mitzvah as well prior to the instruction? Famous question. Says the Alshich, once again, because Chesed is one of the Amudei Ha'olam, and Avraham Avinu was a great proponent of this Midah of Chesed. Says the Alshich, and Avraham Avinu realized, if he performs Milah on a voluntary basis, that will not exactly attract people to shelter under his wings. Who would want to be close to Avraham Avinu? Perhaps Avraham Avinu is going to tell me to perform Brit Milah, a dangerous and painful surgery. Said Avraham Avinu, I'm therefore not going to perform Brit Milah. Because Baruch Hu tells me to do so, then I have no choice. But if it means on a voluntary basis that I'm going to perform Milah, which means I will therefore not be able to perform Chesed, if that's the case, then it's not worth my while. Again, great personal sacrifice. A mitzvah that Avraham Avinu undoubtedly wanted to be Mekayim. He was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, the Gemara says. With all the great Sgulos of Mila, Gedolah Mila, Keneged Shomayim Ba'aretz, as Chazal tell us. And yet Avraham Avinu said, that's my own personal cheshbon, but not if it's at the expense of cheshbon. Perhaps just one more final example. In the beginning of next week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel comes to visit Avraham Avinu. All of a sudden, Avraham Avinu sees three malachim. He didn't know they were malachim. He thought they were Arabs, Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. And he, as it were, tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you wouldn't mind waiting, I have to deal with guests. Chazal tell us, Gedoyla Achnosas Orchim Yoyster Mikabolas Tzneashchino. Greater than Kabolas Tzneashchino, Avraham Avinu had, as it were, Kaviyochel, a personal visit by the Rabbeinu Shaloyim. He put that aside for the mitzvah of Chesed. If there is Chesed to be performed, the fact that I had a private meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll put that on hold. Great personal spiritual sacrifice. This seems to be the common thread, and therefore the great limud of the Chesed L'Avraham. The Chesed L'Avraham means that his own personal cheshbonos, whether it be the brachos that were promised to him, whether it be the Shechinah not addressing him as long as he was with life, whether it be not being zocher to all the brachas of Brit Milah, whether it be to ending a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmai, all of that goes out the window if there is chesed to be performed. If there is chesed to be performed. This is therefore the legacy that Avraham Avinu has left for us. The B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov means that we have to perform chesed even if it will entail personal sacrifice. What I'd just like to point out is the following. If Avraham Avinu was willing to give up on his own personal brachos, I understand, a great sacrifice, a very noble thing to do. But to give up on his own ruchnius is a perhaps somewhat more difficult thing to understand. Here he was being zeicha to kirvas Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have spoken to him. And he gave all of that up as well. He gave up his own ruchnius success. That seems to be a tremendous chiddush. After all, we're not here in this world for Gashmir's purposes. But we are here to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give that up for the purpose of doing chesed unto others, is a chayra, tremendous chidush. But let me share with you a theme that's to be found in many, many places in the writings of the Chassam Sofer. Right from the beginning of the Torah, in Parashat Bereishit, the Chassam Sofer writes as follows: Darakon shel tzadikim, he writes, this is the way of righteous people, she'toyiv lohem, they consider it positive, lahaktin or lahafsid, to minimize and to lose out on their own personal oil atzma, on their own ruchnias life. Why? Kidei lahoir letal yideyem achreihem, in order to spread the word of Torah and teach their Talmidim. Why is their Talmidim's oil more important than their own? This, says the Chassam Sofer, is the derech of tzaddikim. He's pointing out, and that's why it's in Parashat Bereishit, where the Torah describes chanoich. Chanoich, it says, as it were, went up to Shomayim with like a malach mamash. Says the Chassam Sofer, there is a tremendous difference. Chanoich became a malach. Avraham Avinu, he points out, did not become a malach. Why? In order likroi b'shem Hashem u'letzavo izbeitoi u'bono v'acharo. Avraham Avinu could quite easily, in the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, become another chanoich, become literally a spiritual entity, a malach elokim. But he did not do so, because he invested energy, spiritual energy, into the welfare, the ruchnius welfare of those around him. He writes this once again, also in Parshas Bereishis, but here he writes it even in more stronger terminology. And he says it's true, Chanoich became a malach elokim. There's a Chassam Sofer. However, ein zeh chofet Hashem Yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring us to this world to become malach. Elo le'arei bein habriyah, to mix with others, to be makarav them, to be mechazik them, to be meroimim them, k'moi Avraham Avinu. That's what he writes. We were not brought into this world to be malachim. A malach takes care of himself. Avraham Avinu understood that even if great self-personal sacrifice will necessarily be endured, but that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. Not to become a malach. It's true, I could attain higher levels of ruchnias and become a chanoich, but that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do. He wants me rather to invest energy in those around me, whether it be my family or my talmidim. The Chassam Sofer in one more place, is actually in several places, but I'll just quote one more in conclusion, points this out, and I think this is quite famous. This is to be found in the introduction to the Tshuvos of the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya, where we turn to Parashas Vayera, and there is a very bizarre looking pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to turn over Sodom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaMachase Ani Me'Avraham, should I conceal this from Avraham? Should I tell him that I'm going to overturn Sodom or not? And eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will tell him. Why? Because I know the man asher yitzaveh es bonov ve'es beisroi acharov. I know that he has instructed his household, his family, his talmidim, the shomru derech Hashem. And all the mafarshim want to know, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's topic, as it were. Should I tell Avraham? Should I not tell Avraham? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's debate? And if he was debating it, how did he resolve the shaila on the basis that Avraham Avinu has spent his life teaching his children in his household? How does that answer the shaila? Says the Chassam Sofer, such a phenomenal interpretation. And if he had anybody else, he wouldn't be allowed to write such a thing. But the Chassam Sofer was the Chassam Sofer, and he did write the following. He says, Avraham Avinu, he said, unlike Chanoich, once again, he makes the comparison. Unlike Chanoich, he says, he did not become a malach because he understood, says the Chassam Sofer, his voinim b'chochmosoi. He understood, ki loy ve'eilech chofet Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to become a malach. Sheyashlim ha'odom et nafshoi, just to perfect myself? No. I should just abandon the amshei hadoir? That cannot be. Toiv la'odom, he writes. It is a positive and commendable thing, lema'i, to reduce one's own hashlomas nafshoi in order to bring kavod Hashem. Exactly as we've been pointing out. Own personal sacrifice, my own shlemus, might well have to be compromised, but it's for the purpose of others. There's the Chassam Sofer, an incredible thing. Avraham Avinu invested so much time and so much energy into the goodness and the welfare, Gashmi and Ruchni, of others, that he did not attain the levels of Nevuah that he may well have attained. It's a startling thing to write, but that's what he writes. Loi higia el madregat Nevuah kazu. He did not attain the levels of prophecy that he may well have attained, and he only not spent so much time dealing with others. There's the Chassam Sofer, that was the Sofik Kaviyachal of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Should I tell Avraham Avinu about Sodom? Meaning, should I offer him this prophecy? Is he necessarily on a high enough stature of prophecy? He didn't reach the top levels of Nevuah, so maybe I cannot really be Megala to him what's going to happen in Sodom. That was the question. And what was the answer? The answer is even more startling. Says the Chassam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it cannot be. Lo yitochei. It is impossible that I should conceal it from him. Ki ein chisorayim b'shleimus nafshon. Ultimately, says the Chassam Sofer, the lack of shleimus is in fact his shleimus. He was doing exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him. The fact that he didn't reach such high levels of Nevuah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was only lechvoidi, was only because he was busy being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yitochein, he writes, she tzadik kazu yafsid. How can a tzaddik like that possibly lose out al idei ahavodosei ba'ahavosei oisi? A most incredible Chassam Sofer. The Sofek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Avraham Avinu did not reach the levels of Nevuah that he may well have attained. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it cannot possibly be. Somebody who dedicates his life to the goodness of others, and specifically by the Marbek Void Shomayim, it cannot be that you yourself will lose out as a result. Even though, essentially, Avraham Avinu did lose out, because he didn't reach the levels of Nevuah that he could have, but the Shleimus, the perfection that he was supposed to reach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is his shleimus. And he writes in conclusion, the Chasam Sofer, the Dovah Zeh Musa Haskel. This is a tremendous Musa, writes the Chasam Sofer. He says, if ever a person will say, I'd love to spend energy and time and resources in helping others, in being makar of others, but I can't, because it will be tremendous sacrifice on my part. And why should I ease out for somebody else's ruchnias? This is the answer. Abamotinu is the answer. If you invest your energy into the ruchnias of others, you will not lose out at all. That is your shlim. He writes a phenomenal thing. Even if you spend a lot of time, which means you have less time for your own learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you special siyata d'shmaya, that in the minimal time that you do have to learn, you will be able to cover more ground than average people can take in a longer amount of time. So ultimately, you lost nothing. That's what he writes. This, therefore, is the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Even if it means performing chesed, begashmir, uberuchnir, and his own personal sacrifice. As the Chasam Sofer writes, he did not attain levels of nevuah that he may well have attained. As we pointed out before, he lost out on talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He ended a personal meeting with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yes, but it's for the purpose of chesed, one of the Amudei HaOlam, that Avraham Avinu is right there. Let's just finish with one last line, which is really a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that there is a mitzvah, as we know, called Hakel. You have to bring everybody, absolutely everybody, to this tremendous ceremony of Hakel, Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf. And the Gemara says, I understand you bring men and the women, but why are you bringing the children? Why are you bringing the children? And the Gemara says, nonetheless, if you bring children, that will bring schar, reward, to those who bring them. That was the drosha. Who authored this drosha? Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Medrash writes, Avraham Avinu, Ashrecho, Ashrecho, that Rav Elazar ben Azariah is your descendant. What on earth is Rav Elazar ben Azariah's drosha got to do with Avraham Avinu? The answer is also, I heard this in the name of the Chasam Sofer. Look at a very small looking Tosfos there in Chagiga. On the Gemara that says that you bring children to Hakel, says Tosfos, this is the source of bringing children to Shul. End of Tosfos. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you bring children to Shul, we don't want them running around wild, disturbing everybody. So you're going to have to pay attention to them, which means that you might well lose out on your own davening. So look what Rav Elazar ben Azariah is being machayev. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you have to bring children to Hakel and to Shul, but then my own tefillah will lose out for the purpose of my children. Says the Chasam Sofer, you're holding a shad. Ashrecho Avraham Avinu. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you are indeed a worthy descendant of Avraham Avinu. That is exactly the limud and lifetime legacy of Avraham Avinu. Yes, if it means taking care of the tefillos of my children, at own personal sacrifice, I will have to cut short my Shmoneh Esrei. I'm going to have one eye open on my child, then that is walking in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. The Elazar ben Azariah, by being mechayev of those to bring children to shul, which will necessarily mean that we will have to be mevater to an extent on our own personal ruchnius that is exactly the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Ashrecho Avraham Avinu Shelozo Ben Azariah Yotza Mechalotech. This, therefore, is a very brief synopsis, as it were, of Avraham Avinu's life. But as we said in the beginning, our avodah whilst learning this parasha is not to offer a synopsis or to give a hesped, but rather how this relates to us. Because Maaseh Avos is Siman LeBonim, and we are those Bonim. This is the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Klal Yisrael Agoyim LeChasodim. It's in our genes. It's in our DNA. Even if it means giving up on our own gashmis and our own ruchnias, but if it's for the sake of doing chesed unto others, and in particular ruchnias chesed, which as the Chassam Sofer writes, is being marav kavod shamayim, ultimately, in the final analysis, you do not lose out at all. You might not become a malach, chameich did, but that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this world to become. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to become and remain human beings, not malachim. Ultimately, says the Chassam Sofer, your own shleimus will in fact not be compromised. And all of this is the chesed la'avram that we learn from this week's parasha. I wish you all, says Hashem, a very good Shabbos.